Number 26 is from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator from the Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to enter into a 3-year memorandum of understanding with Milwaukee Police Department for the servicing of cellular 911 calls placed within or near city limits. This is also referred to the Judiciary Committee that approved it on a vote of 4-2.
Supervisor Pellin moves in concurrence with the recommendation of the Judiciary Committee. Any questions, comments?
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Wilson.
Thank you. Question, in terms of the analysis about how this move would save money, I'm wondering, has a similar analysis been done regarding the migration of cellular calls to suburban dispatch centers and what savings we're going to achieve from that? And have we considered, or are we moving forward on offering them payment?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Josh Fudge again, DAS Fiscal. We've not yet analyzed the possibility of moving calls placed in other municipalities. We did this analysis as a result of the sheriff's proposal to move these calls to MPD. So it was that proposal that initiated this. The likelihood of significant savings by moving to the other municipalities, I couldn't hazard a guess. It is the case when we put the budget together that I believe at least half and up to two-thirds of the cellular calls received by the sheriff's E-911 dispatch system were placed in the city of Milwaukee. So it's a question of, is the scale there in the suburbs to pay each one to take their calls? In this case, there are savings with the number of calls that large. Being able to reduce the workforce in the sheriff's office is a pretty easy analysis. If you look at Wauwatosa or Franklin or something like that, does the number of calls, is that equate to one dispatcher? That might be a little harder calculation.
So Mr. Chairman, I think that just for clarification, you said the sheriff's proposal, but you actually mean the exec's proposal, because the sheriff's work in transitioning this never had a payment going to the city. So it's the exec's proposal, the MOU, that prompted the
Mr.
payment.
Chairman, Supervisor, the exec's proposal may not have come about without the sheriff's proposal in 2012. On the 2012 budget, the sheriff requested, and the county exec's budget included, the transfer of these calls to the city, and the understanding when that budget was put together is that the city would do so at no cost. As we talked to the city over the summer, they indicated that the call level they were receiving was much higher and the workload was much higher than anticipated, and they wouldn't be able to handle it without hiring additional full-time staff. And so they basically said, we're still interested in doing this because of the service improvement, but we need to hire more staff than anticipated, and so we would need some funding to make this work. We did the analysis that's included in here, and it became clear that we could continue to reduce additional staff in the sheriff's department, and that would offset the cost of paying the city. The additional benefit is that the cost to continue for the staff that we eliminated in the sheriff's office is greater than the 2% increase that the MOU includes. So there are savings in future years, and those are referenced. Those also include the net of, I believe, two positions that were eliminated in 2012. So the savings continues to accrue throughout the life of the deal.
And then, Mr. Chairman, similar to the analysis we've asked for when we've considered privatizations, is this savings net of the legacy costs that actually just get redistributed to the other departments, or does this include that? So are we looking at what it's costing us to provide that now where those things are included?
So Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this includes only active fringe benefits, salary and Social Security. It does not include legacy fringe costs.
I appreciate that. Okay. I'll be consistent on my vote on it, but I do think that if we continue down this path, that it does open us up to desire by others to be compensated as well. I've been approached by communities already saying, you know, we're in the transition phase. We're taking these. Are you telling me we're going to be able to come back to you and say, now that we know what it really costs us to provide this service, we want to be paid? So that could be coming down the road if we go down this road. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Welcome. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if we move forward with the transition proposed in this resolution, what will be the status of whether the county or the city is the designated, I think it's called a PSAF?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it remains with the county because there's no change actually initiated here, who makes the decision about if there should be change or when change would happen? I know there's I don't want to say a battle, but a disagreement between the city and the county that came before my time on the board here regarding who would be the designated PSAP for this area. And I have concern that if we move forward with this three-year contract, that at the end of that 3 years, the city may come to the county and say, okay, it's time to renew our contract, when in reality, if we're shifting the provision of those services from the county to the city, as well as the PSAP designation, then I would expect that 3 years from now when this contract would be up, that the city would not be coming to the county asking for further funding. Can anyone clarify that for me?
Sure. Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, the designation of a PSAP, I believe, was set by the county was required to designate one, and so the county designated itself. This doesn't change that. In effect, we're basically subcontracting the Milwaukee portion of the E911 calls to the city and then remaining the PSAP. After 3 years, there is a provision that there's a two-year optional agreement. I don't believe that would require any change in the PSAP designation. That optional extension does require county board approval, so we would bring that before you, and I don't anticipate that happening, but that would be up at that time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Another question would be the dispatchers that are currently county employees that would lose their positions over this contract. I know that when this was initially a two-part contract before us at budget time and it involved Parks Patrol, we were told in budget testimony by MPD that they were not planning on hiring any displaced deputies if we had gone that way for Parks Patrol. But I don't think that we fully addressed what would happen with dispatchers. Do we know that if county dispatchers were laid off, if the city's hiring process would favor those displaced from their positions, because the city has certainly stated that they would hire going forward with this 911 MOU?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, there should not be any layoffs as a result of this. At the time, towards the end of the budget, if you remember, the sheriff's office was up here and we were talking about the 1 year, the amendment to move to a 1 year. They said that all these positions are vacant, so there would be no layoffs as a result of this part of the MOU.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You just brought up the point, and I thought changed. It wasn't originally 1 year with two-year options, and now it's just a flat 3 years. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the amendment and the adopted budget just provides for 1 year. And I think the intent was that if it works for 1 year, then we would consider extending it beyond that.
That's not what this says.
We're
authorizing a three-year contract.
Right. The memorandum of understanding, this would basically amend that to go ahead and approve the three-year memorandum of understanding.
And whose idea was that? The city of Milwaukee, right?
It was the city of Milwaukee's request,
they said,
yes.
They would go ahead unless we went to 3 years.
Correct. And that's because they have to hire the full-time staff.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Coleman.
This has been sort of a difficult issue, fits and starts and things, and tied up with the Parks Patrol and tied up with some of the criticism the board received from the county executive. I would say some unnecessary criticism by the county executive. I think it's important that we do this, that we move forward, that we show we can work with another unit of government, that we're saving county taxpayers' money, that we're providing a little bit better public safety, a little quicker response to these calls. And as to the three-year contract, which Supervisor Schmidt mentioned, it's my understanding in talking to people from the city, it's their position that they can't hire people to do this without some sort of belief that someone's going to have a job for more than 12 months. So I think this is just a step in the right direction of some intergovernmental cooperation, and I hope we have the votes to do this today and then at the full board next week. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
the regional supervisor, and keep in mind that the sheriff wanted, eventually decided that this should happen. Any other comments? Supervisor Stamper.
I hear that.
I said the sheriff indicated that this should happen. He wanted this to happen eventually. Mr. Budge referenced 2012, and my recollection is during the budget hearings, the sheriff was amenable to this happening.
I have a comment on that. Sorry.
Pardon me?
I don't think that's right.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say the sheriff said a lot of things, and this has been a very difficult process because we've lost a lot of jobs, you know, with the two major budget things were the employees and the sheriff's department again this year. The sheriff also said, if you remember, publicly said, I don't want the House of Correction. Now he's suing us that he's not having the House of Correction. So I'm just saying here, he said he wants to get rid of this, and this, and then what does he keep? And then, well, now he's coming back. So I think we've started the discussion. I appreciate the administration going in this area, but I've said this before and I'll say it again. We need to reevaluate what are the real responsibilities of Milwaukee County Sheriff. We started that process. I think the administration needs to continue and work with the board this time, okay, and work with the chairman and some of the important chairmen, and just say, okay, can we come up with something that makes good fiscal sense? We didn't pass some of these things because we didn't think it made, it didn't have the savings that we talked about, the times and everything else. So I've been trying to be consistent with my votes in judiciary, consistent how I voted all the way through, and I still have questions on this. So thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion to concur with the recommendation of the Judiciary Committee. Any Supervisor Stamp?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I don't remember. Did the comptroller agree with the savings? Did you review the savings and agree with these savings, Mr. Comptroller?
We agreed with the dollar amount that was calculated with regards to the savings that were there.
Okay.
The issue that we had somewhat with and was the statistics that we were getting from the city of Milwaukee. We were getting regarding the number of 911 calls. So we looked in the contract and the proposed agreement that is included here. And one of the things that they have to provide us at the end of the year is a report of the costs that they incurred for the year, plus also a report of the statistics in that they had as to the number of calls that they have received. So we believe with that item being in the contract agreement where you both get both their costs and their statistics regarding the number of calls they're taking, I think that satisfies us that, yeah, this is reasonable, the costs that are in there.
Okay, that's good. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I spoke at a community meeting last night where the attendees were interested to hear about the prospect of carrying out this arrangement with the city taking over the emergency 911 service. One constituent said that she'd never had a problem actually with the dispatch from the sheriff's office. I've heard it many different stories, different times from different people. But I want to thank the sheriff's staff that were doing it right now, that are doing it, have been doing it, and I plan to vote for this and look forward to a smooth transition and a good result for all of us. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On concurrence, Supervisor Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
No.
Lipscomb.
No.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
And a vote of 5-2 has been approved or concurred.
Thank you very much. Item number 27.